You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
North Sound One at Offshore Europe with Falk NewTek, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound One.
Hi, this is John Mellis. Thanks for listening to our Energy Week podcast. Now, in previous years at Offshore Europe, the conference and exhibition has taken place over 4 days. This year, the decision was taken with the Walker Cup coming to the city at the end of the same week that it would officially draw to a close at the end of the third, which means even more, crammed into even less. First on the show on our final day was the man in charge of every piece of food on every plate for the duration of the conference. Martin Caldwell is a catering manager at the ACC, and Offshore Europe is pretty much his biggest cook-off in any calendar year. He explained just how many people work behind the scenes and front of house, making sure the army marches on its stomach. Now, you know, we did this chat about, in fact, it was probably exactly 2 years ago, Martin. Martin Caldwell, what's your official title here?
I'm the catering operations manager.
Catering operations manager, right. Now, Martin and I went to school together in Inverness, and somehow or other what's actually happened is Martin has made something of himself and here I am sitting here chatting to you and grovelling at your very altar. How's that happened?
I don't know, John. It must have just been fate, but I've seen the car you're driving compared to the car I'm driving, so I think you're maybe telling tales there.
Were you paying attention in home economics? Is that what's going on there?
No, I didn't. You know me, I didn't pay attention in any class. That's probably why I've ended up catering.
But look, I mean, you're the catering bloke that is in charge of everything that is coming through the doors this particular week, right? Yeah. So I reckon, so far as it goes, it's probably like watching a swan. They just glide along, and yet underneath the feet are going like the clappers. You've got an earpiece. You're the only catering bloke I've ever seen with an earpiece. What's actually going on there?
Well, all the management have earpieces, so obviously communication is vital here. You know, the areas are so huge to get around that, you know, my feet are sore even, you know, as we speak, you know, with the amount of walking we have to do. And communication is vital, so all the managers and all our team leaders all are linked up to the same system so that we can, you know, we can react, we can speak to each other, we've got no problems with communicating. So there's a lot of other people using radios here, so
they communicate, like us.
Yeah, like yourselves. So, you know, obviously communication is vital, and it just aids the whole process.
Okay, you're not actually, I mean, although you're in charge of catering, I take it you're not through there with frying pan at any point.
No, obviously I'm part of a huge catering team. There's 20 supervisors, 6 managers. You know, on a daily basis, we've got 180 staff coming in to help us, manage our day. So it's.
And roughly, how many people are they catering for?
Well, I mean, obviously, till the dust settles, we don't know how many have come through. I know attendance figures are up from 2009. I think we were looking at somewhere around 45,000 over 3 days. Obviously, a 3-day show rather than 4 this year, so it's been a slight change in that respect. But, somewhere around that kind of mark.
When you're talking about catering for that many people, does it become less elaborate in the type of food that you present?
No, I mean, obviously, we have to limit it. I mean, obviously, the amount of space we have to hold food and prepare it, we have to restrict ourselves in that respect. But I'd like to think, what we're offering out, especially in the restaurants and on our stands and where else, is better than you would get in a lot of other shows, and it's all done, in-house by our own catering team, and I really don't know how our chefs, especially Brian McDonald, our executive head chef, spends many sleepless nights trying to get his areas sorted. I just don't know how he does it. He must have a magic dust somewhere, because it's an amazing effort.
But I guess what you're trying to achieve is that, it could be 45,000 or it could be 45 people, the meal should be exactly the same.
Absolutely, quality and quantity, it's the quality should be the same right across the board. And as I say, the chefs do a fantastic job in there, and the feedback we've already had from exhibitors and from people coming into the areas has been fantastic. So we're obviously
this is the biggest single cook-off that you have, but presumably you cater for all the stars that play the ACC, so all the bands, all the people that come through?
Not particularly. I mean, a lot of the bands, when they come round now, have their own...
They bring in their own people.
They've got facilities backstage. They've made the odd request sometimes if they can't get hold of things specific that we can maybe try and get hold of them. But generally, they keep themselves to themselves, so I don't get to mix the stars too often, unfortunately. No. Other than yourself, of course, John.
Any sort of weird rider request that you
might have?
Not that I know of. I mean, I know some artists maybe come in and they like to have their dressing rooms maybe aren't particularly to their taste, and they'll maybe decorate them in a manner, you know, more suitable to them.
Right.
But, you know, there's nothing too outlandish, you know. You get the odd kind of, they need the blue M&Ms and not the other ones and all that kind of stuff, you know. But, you know, some of them
I think they do amuse themselves.
Pretty much. Yeah. I think it's because they think that's what we expect of them, so they'll do it, you know. But, no, not too many divas amongst them, you know. I think they're generally pretty, you know, normal people generally.
Right now, it's sort of 11:30 in the morning. What's the, presumably lunch is the next thing that you're knocking out here?
Yeah, well, we start our lunch period at 11:30, so the teams around the public catering areas will be getting ready to do that. You know, we've also got a lot of other teams. You know, we've got our VIP hospitality team who go onto the stands and deal with the hospitality on the stands. We've got our stand catering team who deliver platters in the morning, in the afternoon, through the day. We've got our girls on the help desk there who take the orders, and we process it through our web system. And again, we get, you know, if somebody comes up, like you said, 2009, if somebody wants a platter of sandwiches, you know, we'll get that delivered to them, you know, straight out.
It's funny, did I say that in 2009? Because that's just what I'm working up to in 2011.
See, I'm just predicting you.
We were just going to ask, is there any chance that we could get some lunch?
Well, for a small fee, I mean, obviously, yeah, I'm sure.
My wallet is around somewhere, I don't know if it opens or.
Well, what I was going to say, if North Sound sponsor a Segway for me for 2013, because my feet ache, then I can organise lunch for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's a done deal.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
Best of luck. This is North Sound 1, we are live from Offshore Europe. The final day of Offshore Europe traditionally tends to be the one where the secondary schools in the area are invited to send their senior pupils in order for the industry to court their favour and try to tempt them with the many and varied careers available all under the vast umbrella of the energy sector. Mike Duncan from Apeeta was on hand to give them the tour and us the lowdown on just how that sector goes about doing that. This is North Sound 1 live at Offshore Europe, and as the nature of live radio, we have pipe music accompanying us, so that'll make it fun for the duration. The third day of Offshore Europe, or the final day of Offshore Europe, it tends to be that we bring the kids in, and it's no different this year. The kids from local schools coming into to the stands and being shown around. Joining me just now is Mike Duncan. Mike, tell us a bit about Apeeta and really why you've got the kids in this afternoon.
Apeeta works on behalf of the whole of the oil and gas sector to ensure we have the right skills at any time to the work that industry requires. So today is all about attracting that next generation of talent that we need. We've had in about 300 students from schools right across City and Shire, mainly S5 and S6, so they're considering their career choices. And what we're trying to do is get over a very clear message that, one, this is an industry that's got a long-term future. Many misconceptions that we're oil and gas is going to run out in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So long-term prospects for them. And more importantly, the complete diversity of careers. There's, again, a misconception that oil and gas is always about offshore engineering and male-dominated. But we need to attract women into this industry and make them aware that there's lawyers, accountants, IT professionals, as well as the engineers and the guys that work offshore.
You touched briefly on some of those jobs. I suppose in this day and age, the problem that we have is you've got things like the X Factor on TV, and the X Factor says, you know, you come in, you sing, and we'll give you a recording contract, and you've got a career, and it's all, you know, it's all very, very sexy. And up against that, how do you pitch? How do you engage? How do you attract the young audience?
Well, I think it's partly what we're doing today. Bringing in the pupils to Offshore Europe shows them that we've got our own X Factor. Some of the kits and presentations on show today are outstanding, and they really do emphasise the fantastic, diverse careers, not just in Aberdeen, but also around the world. So I think I'd probably say X Factor subliminal. This is real. It's a long-term career.
Yeah.
It pays well.
Mike's not going to dump you after one single.
No, it's a long-term future. The industry has its cycles, but we need people to work in this industry.
Have you seen, we spoke in 2009.
Yeah.
Have you seen me since? No. Have you seen people coming through from perhaps that particular Offshore Europe that are now at the stage where they're about to work in the industry?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know that we're influencing career choices. We're seeing students going into college and university onto our Modern Apprentice programme that they might not have otherwise considered because they didn't see oil and gas as being a career for them. You know, we're far too often come across children want to be architects or chemists and sort of see that as being, well, building houses or working in pharmaceuticals. So now they're more aware that they can do a whole range of careers in this wonderful oil and gas industry.
Okay, well, I won't hold you back from the kids any longer. I know that there are hundreds literally waiting to see you. It's
there
a
are,
bit
yeah.
like being Simon Cowell. Better luck with it, and we'll chat to you in 2013.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much.
North Sound 1 at Offshore Europe with Falk NewTech, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound 1.
And so far as recruitment is concerned, any industry is dead in the water, and this one particularly so, if all these fantastic pieces of technology have no one to program, operate or maintain them. Jacqueline Christie from recruitment specialist Thorpe Malloy was on hand to offer assistance on today's job market with specific regard to the Offshore Europe audience. This is North Sound 1. We are live at Offshore Europe. There's Shakira doing the seemingly impossible and making panpipes popular once again, not just in doctors' waiting rooms. We've moved again. Now, this is where John held up the fingers yesterday. Producer John held up the fingers yesterday and said we're in Hall 2 now. And we're focusing on recruitment and encouraging sort of new people into the sector, I guess. We're with Jackie from Thorpe Malloy. Jacqueline, is this a situation where, as well as technology, there's recruitment very much at the forefront of Offshore Europe?
Yes, I would definitely say that. The conference and exhibition is a great opportunity for employers in the area to showcase their technology, but also the career opportunities available at the present time.
It's a strange thing because, you know, you talk about oil, gas, energy sector, there are a lot of sort of industry buzz terms that fly around. But if you're looking to get into the sector, what sort of opportunities are there? What sort of things can you do within that entire, you know, big umbrella thing that is energy?
Well, obviously, when you think of energy, you think of engineering. And there are literally hundreds of different niche roles in the energy sector under the engineering umbrella. But there's also an awful lot of support function work. So you can be involved in commercial, finance, human resources. Really is a vast number of career opportunities offered in the area.
And I mean, Offshore Europe itself is indicative that although, you know, the finance of the economy in the UK might not be fantastic, that the actual sector itself still seems relatively buoyant, and the show is increasing year on year, so one would assume that there are still jobs there to be had.
Oh, that's certainly our experience, John. I mean, I think we've all read that the show is the biggest it's ever been, and certainly from our point of view, we are finding our clients are looking to growth. There's headcount being added certainly across all the sectors that we work in.
Now, the kids are coming in this afternoon, the kids from the local schools, and Mike Duncan from Apito is going to be chatting to us later on. It's a competitive industry, you know, even just trying to appeal to younger students, it might not be viewed as like the most attractive thing to go into. How do you appeal to a younger audience?
Well, I think a lot of the companies here have pitched it very well. Some of the stands look absolutely fantastic, and that will be an attraction to the young students that are coming. I think as well, if the employers can clearly explain the training opportunities, modern apprenticeship opportunities, and graduate programs that they're running, and the career opportunities that there will be if you join some of the companies that are here, then I think that can make the oil and gas industry perhaps seem a little more exciting than some of the young people might believe it to be.
At an event which attracts global interest, we always take pleasure from showcasing our local expertise, and today was no exception, with Natalie Kane and Kenny Cool on hand to tell us more about their employers and what they had to offer and glean from the event. Now, we mentioned the many exhibitors that have come from around the globe, but also there are some which are local companies. One that's been in Bury for 30 years, it says in this piece of paper in front of me, John Bell Pipeline Engineers. Joining me from them, the marketing coordinator is Natalie Kane. Natalie, afternoon to you. What exactly are you hoping to get from Offshore Europe?
Well, we're hoping to exhibit our product, which is GRP, which is a fiberglass grating that we use on floorings. Basically, along with our other products that we do, which is pipes, fittings, we're basically exhibiting this because we want people to realise that this is what we do as well. So we've got a lovely stand set up with flooring, handrails, structures, and just to let people see that this is also the new product that we actually supply.
So when someone walks all over your work, it's actually a good thing?
Yes, yes. definitely.
Now, 30 years you've been involved in this, and offshore Europe is a massive thing that goes on from year to year and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Do you see a lot of business in this particular week, or does it all come afterwards?
Yeah, basically everybody that you speak to, you find out leads, you'll make contact with people, then afterwards is when it really happens. You know, you get back in contact with these people and you basically find out exactly if your product is going to match their needs. And I've been going around today, I spoke to a lot of different companies, and basically found a lot of new leads that I'm going to be following up as of tomorrow morning.
So hopefully these 3 days will be measurable and hugely significant to you in the coming business year.
Yeah, it will be. It definitely is. I mean, this is an opportunity to meet with everyone in the oil and gas sector, which you don't always get being in Aberdeen, you know, to actually get to see everyone in one place. So it's really, really good for us, yeah.
Well, the very best of luck with it. Hope it goes really well. Congratulations.
You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again. Missed it first time? Catch up at northsound1.com/listen-again.
This is North Sound One. We're at Offshore Europe for the third and final day of the event. And like I've said over the last few days, there are lots of quizzy, technological, impressive looking things which I have absolutely no idea about. I don't know what they do, but thankfully all the delegates that are coming through the doors seem to have some sort of clue as to what they do. We're joined by Kenny Cools, the sales manager. It says in your official documentation, sales manager, NOV ASEP Elmar. Is that right?
Correct. We're NOV ASEP Elmar.
Right, okay. So what exactly are you bringing to Offshore Europe and where can we see it?
Yeah, ASEP Elmar is based on the NOV stand. We have a section of that showing a wireline unit, basically, which allows you to run wire into the well, or tools into the well, basically, using wire.
So really this is, going into wells and things like that, something that's been happening for years and years and years. This is the latest technology of doing that. I assume it makes it a more remote process.
Yeah, very much. It's using the latest of electronics and software to allow you to do this remotely as well as manually if need be. And then it's a big push to keep up with the market, basically.
The way that the market's going, is this going to end up being a situation where someone could be sitting on land and just pushing a button?
That's exactly what the equipment allows you to do if need be. I mean, you can monitor your work from on land in the office, basically, and it's all done over the internet.
North Sound 1 at Offshore Europe with Falk NewTech, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound 1.
Falk NewTech has been a name synonymous with the Northeast energy business for many years, and so far as their global director is concerned, it's going to be here for the foreseeable future as well. This is North Sound 1 live from Offshore Europe. We're here for day 3, so Thursday morning, and joining us is Torben Korsgaard, Senior Director for Falk NewTech. A fabulous tie, by the way, Torben, I have to say. You obviously travel a lot.
I travel a lot. I travel in the neighborhood of 200 days a year. So it's considered for most people a lot.
And it's every day for you. You're back and forth to Aberdeen a lot. What do you want to get from Offshore Europe, and what do you bring?
What we want to get is our network to be strengthened. And this is the main purpose for us being here, networking. We are meeting a lot of our clients. We are meeting new clients, and try to mingle and see people.
And if you take something away from it, it's presumably that client base increasing.
That's one of the things with exhibitions. It's very, very difficult to measure what are you actually getting out of an exhibition. But we have a strong belief that it's worth it. And both the travel and the days spent here, because you are always meeting new friends, new potential clients, and also internal networking, because we meet with our branches when we're here.
The people that you deal with on an everyday basis, but you don't see on an everyday basis.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the sometimes difficult things with distance management, if you can call it that. So it's nice to see people. We go out in the evening, sit at the office and talk. So there's two things to it.
As far as your commitment to this area is concerned, the area here, I'm very much aware of the fact that the energy sector plays a part in everyday life. Even if you're not working directly for the energy sector, you're benefiting from the money that's created by it. Are you committed to the Northeast?
We are committed and been committed for many, many years with our training centre at Dice. So we've been here for, as far as I remember, like 12, 13, 14 years, very much committed to the oil hub of the North Sea. So, yes.
A pleasure meeting.
Thank you.
As with every conference of this size, thousands of delegates converge on one spot from all over the globe. And in this instance, the vast majority of those will arrive through the terminal at Aberdeen Airport, which you'll appreciate is a massive undertaking. And with a Walker Cup to come this weekend, even busier than usual. Sarah Campbell is a media and communications manager for the airport. She agreed to come and chat with us despite the arrival of a rather famous person during our initial call to her this morning. Don, 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 don. Offshore Europe Day 3. And do you know, I think that we're kind of repeating exactly what we did on the last day of Offshore Europe. I've spoken to the guy that I was in school with, who's the catering manager here, and he should be getting the sandwiches to us any time now, can't wait. And now here's Sarah Campbell, who used to work with us, and you were on the last day, last Offshore Europe.
I was, yes.
In your new role as the media and communications manager for Aberdeen Airport.
Yes, here again. I'm sure everybody in this hall thinks, oh, it's another 2 years until Offshore Europe's back again, and then all of a sudden, here we are on the last day again.
Just rolls around. Now, they're saying that the show is bigger and better than ever before, mm-hmm. which presumably means there are more people flying in and out of Aberdeen Airport than ever before, and I assume it's a logistical nightmare. Mm.
It sounds like a corny thing to say, and people, I'm sure, band this around all the time, but really, from the point the Offshore Europe finishes, we begin planning for the next Offshore Europe. It is gigantic. For us, there are predictions that this week could be the busiest week in the airport's history. We won't get our figures for a few days, but it has proven to be incredibly popular. And as a result, people come in from all four corners of the globe, and they all come in through Aberdeen Airport. So we have been planning for a very long time. We've got people literally all hands to the pumps right across the airport campus, various different people from all our different departments helping out, just providing passengers with information, pointing them in the right direction. We've got shuttle buses. There's also the opportunity to register for the event, but at the airport as well. So yes, it's very busy. It's nice to see the airport busy and everybody moving through and looking very happy.
The other additional thing this year, of course, it's a three-day conference this year, because at the tail end of it, you've got the Walker Cup. So I imagine there'll be people flying in for that too.
Yes, absolutely. We're expecting that not only will we have people coming in for the Walker Cup, but we're also expecting that some of the delegates who are here for Offshore Europe will stay, which means that over the weekend, we're expecting a busier than normal weekend and into the beginning of next week as people eventually head home from Offshore Europe and the Walker Cup. So it has been quite a busy week, and we'll have to wait and see what the figures show.
And Mary and Joseph had a better chance of getting a room. Now, I know that this morning when we phoned you, whenever, just to give you an idea of this, whenever anyone's going to come on the radio, we sort of say, right, can you come along and do it at 12, whatever. So we phoned just to check what time you could come on, and midway through that call, we got dumped for Trump.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. This morning we were having a conversation about setting this up, and I turned round to look at the front door of the terminal, and out walked Donald Trump. So it goes to show that literally everybody is here for Offshore Europe and Walker Cup week.
And I wonder if Donald Trump is actually coming to find who's putting the big windmill off the view of his golf course to say, excuse me, can you remove it?
Well, he does have a pretty captive audience, because everybody who's anybody is here this week, so...
I doubt he'll show today. Will he be here for the Walker Cup?
I imagine he'll probably be here for the Walker Cup.
Okay, well, listen, thanks again for talking to us. I imagine there are thousands moving through your terminals as we speak, and I will let you get back to whatever it is that you're doing right this very moment.
Thank you.
Lastly, and somewhat fittingly, Managing Director of the AECC, Brian Hosborough, on another successful event. Thursday lunchtime from Offshore Europe. It's the final day, and I feel kind of like the wizard has come down to visit the people of Oz. Brian Hosborough is here, the Managing Director of the AECC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Nice to see you.
It's been a busy old time. We think, according to Lane Hulse, the exhibition organiser, we think that possibly one of the busiest ever, but it certainly seems to be a success with people coming through the doors.
Well, I think, yes, it's been bigger in terms of the total show space. I mean, they've actually added another 9% to the scale of the show compared with 2009, and that was the biggest, so it just gets bigger and bigger. Obviously, it's a huge challenge logistically for the city and for the centre, but I'm pleased to say, you know, so far, and we're in day three, it's all gone really remarkably smoothly.
And it's like a block booking, is it? It's every 2 years. Elaine was saying yesterday that they already have provisional dates for Offshore Europe 2013.
Yes, and well, it's actually contracted with us up to 2019, and I'm quite sure prior to that, it will the contract will extend beyond that date.
Do you know what? We might actually have a Western Peripheral route in place by the time the contract expires in 2019.
No comment.
Now, as far as this sort of thing is concerned, this is obviously the biggest single event that you stage. But is it increasingly difficult in this economic environment for someone like the ACC to stay viable, to bring traffic from events and exhibitions north?
Well, interesting question. I mean, actually, we've just recently put out some information about the centre's economic impact, which is a way that we measure what we put into the local economy. And we've just done that through an outside consultant called Mackay, Tony Mackay Consultants, and that was for 2009. And the figure we had is the total value into the economy was $103 million from all the events, including Offshore Europe, that year, which is the highest economic impact figure we've ever had. And 2009 was the recession year. That was the year when everything was going off. And we were not immune to that. I'm pleased to say, both in terms of last year and on what we see this year, that things are looking better. I won't say, you know, the recession has gone away completely. I think the economic climate's still pretty fragile. But from AECC's business, you know, we're seeing some positive signs.
Well, I wish you continued success for the future, and look forward to seeing you here again in 2013.
We absolutely look forward to it.
All of it, as always, available to listen to in full online via our Energy Week podcast. Each day of the event summarised in a dedicated daily download, which you can find at northsound1.com/listen-again. Thanks for listening, and see you at Offshore Europe 2013.
North Sound 1 at Offshore Europe with Falck NewTek, offering the complete package in offshore and onshore safety training. North Sound 1.